America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
This is Valerie Alexander, author of Happiness as a Second Language. There is a small voice inside of all of us that speaks the truth, and life begins when you learn how to listen to that voice. And that's why I listen to the America Meditating Radio Show.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Om Shanti. Today, I am calm, and I will stay calm and cool. I will remain inside of myself, peaceful, calm. And as I walk and move around at work, I share the vibrations of coolness and peace from inside me.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today. And leave tomorrow behind.
classic Dreamweaver by Gary White. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the America Meditating Radio Show, being broadcasted from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. It is out there. We're going to have a second Meditation Museum, and that's going to be at Tyson's Corner. Hopefully, we're going to get that open and inaugurated on September 21st. We'll definitely update you on all of that. We have been enjoying these 11 days of compassion and healing, the incredible conversations, the richness of spirit of each individual participating on this has been healing and helping to move our stories forward. 9/11 was tragic, but from tragedy comes change, and change is the inevitable. And so join us in just a few moments as we bring on Hannah Kim, who is the communications director for Congressman Charles B. Rangel's office. But more than that, Hannah does a lot of work for a nonprofit that commemorates the National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. And we want to talk to her about what her thoughts are on compassion and healing and how Hannah moves her story forward. Before we turn to Hannah, let's take the lines to Sweet Sister Gita and find out what incredible reading she has for us today.
Good morning and greetings of compassion and healing to all of us. I am extracting from the Pocketbook of Virtues by our Daddy Janki, a wonderful spiritual being who I've met and who the experience I had of her was as though I was under a canopy of spiritual protection, light, might, peace, and love. That was mercy without a word. So mercy is what I've selected. No one wants to feel pitied by another. It is a little demeaning experience. However, a gentle form of encouragement can enable us to believe in ourselves again and regain our optimism and courage. A person with the quality of mercy works on such a subtle level that the support given never demeans or implies weakness in the other person. This is the mercy I like. Om Shanti, have a day full of mercy in which you become the soul that you are. Link your mind to the Supreme. He is the ocean of knowledge. He knows what each and every one of us need. And so just that connection, subtly sending those pure loving vibrations to all our brother souls. Have a merciful day. Om Shanti.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Come Into the Light by Bliss on her Through
These Eyes CD. So definitely get a copy of that from Amazon. And don't you just love Sister Geeta's readings? They always kind of hit right there on the mark. Well, if you've been following the series of conversations for the last 11 days, you're aware that Oprah Winfrey is presenting the landmark television event entitled Belief. It is a 7-night consecutive screening which people with a wide range of belief systems who are searching for deeper meaning will actually meet us on screen and explore their conversations in terms of their faith. Now, we are looking at a time where divisions are there and there are struggles between spiritual and religious lines. And during this time, we want to really begin to build a vision of what's possible in a world of deeper compassion for one another. To stop this bickering and distinction between our color, our religion, our languaging, our size of our bodies, and so on, it's becoming a tired story and it's becoming an old story. And these belief days of compassion and healing, we're hoping to really create a conversation that can bring us through. We're proud to welcome Hannah Kim, who is the Communications Director for Congressman Charles B. Rangel, who has served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1971. She is the founder of Remember 727, a nonprofit organization that commemorates the National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day, generally on July 27th, to remember the forgotten war, thank our veterans, and hope for peace. Hannah's experiences include working for the United States Institute of Peace and Peace Corps headquarters in Washington, D.C., and in addition to being a published author and CEO of a startup company in L.A., she remains passionate about all things related to the Korean War, public service, lifetime learning, and fitness, and she's also even a yoga practitioner. And we want to welcome Hannah Kim to the America Meditating Radio Show. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Sister Jenna. Thank you so much for this honor. And congratulations for opening a new location of the Meditation Museum on International Peace Day.
We're hoping that. You know how contractors can be. But I'm so optimistic. Who knows? It just might happen.
And you know what? We can all, everyone listening, could all pray that it will.
It sure will. Hannah, you do so much good in the world. And as we explore these 11 days of healing and compassion, I thought, what better of a person to really engage in a conversation that is happening in America, but you're also pulling in the resources from the country of Korea and also touching, I think, a narrative on all areas of war. Because whenever we go to war, something is happening. Something is broken down. And maybe we sometimes fight for something to be healed, but yet we've all come to the awareness that even after war, the immense pain and bruises that are left in our consciousness takes a lot of time to heal. So we're asking a few questions around this topic, Hannah, and we would love to hear you share with us, one, what is your vision of your healed self? Because I want to start it there, and then I want to bring it out in terms of the rest of our world. How would Hannah be if she was healed within her own being?
Wow.
I know, right?
On that one. It's a lot easier when you think about everyone or everything but yourself. And so when you ask me about healed Hannah, well, I guess it needs to go in inner peace. You know, that's actually an easy thing to say that we should seek. It's a very difficult thing to find. And you mentioned that I practice yoga, and I think I found a lot of peace through yoga, and I'll explain why. It was less just the fact that it helped me how to breathe better and to find my time, silence with just me in silence so that I could hear myself. Sometimes living in this busy world that we live in, constant news cycle, constant social media, we have our smartphones all the time, and we are wired 24/7. And I think sometimes we even forget to talk with our own self. And that's when we forget how to feel at ease. And that's why we always feel like we're missing out if we are silent. I remember I used I used to feel uncomfortable with silence. You know, I used to, because I was so busy, I would go home and I would turn on the TV to watch news. I would have a radio on. I would be, you know, reading on my laptop and have my phone right in front of me all the while I was eating. So I realized while practicing yoga that, you know what, that one hour of practicing yoga is my time to not only feel sensation, but to listen. And that's actually, ironically, that was my best time, the happiest time, that where I can have a real conversation, not only with myself, but with God.
And you know, it's interesting. Hannah, let me hop in here, because it's interesting. What I'm hearing you saying is that the vision for the self to be healed is to listen to the self. And it's so true, because we are in a culture that basically has all the props around us set up so strategically that we are not supposed to be listening to ourselves. So how in the world will we be able to heal our world? Because one of the questions in our 11 Days of Compassionate Healing is, what is even your vision of a healed world? If we're not even able to listen to what we need to fix on the inside, you found yoga and silence, and you're in such a high-stress, busy environment on Capitol Hill. And yet at the same token, you are making effort, let's put it that way, to get yourself focused on what is really important. So you found your niche. Now, let's expand that out into the world. Hannah Kim, share with our listeners a vision of a world healed. No more wars, no more insecurities, no more backstabbing, no more doubts, no more pain. What does it look like?
Actually, Sister Jenna, you know how I found peace in yoga? Mm-hmm. The key word there, so I'm a perfectionist, like many, let's say, type A people out there who are working in a very stressful environment. I'm a perfectionist.
Don't you just love all our personalities, type A?
All my life, I thought that nothing falls short of perfection. Strive for perfection, for that A+. However, I learned that yoga, so I'm a very spiritual person, and so actually I knew how to find peace through prayer. However, what yoga taught me and what I wanted to say was that when you say yoga, you practice yoga, right? That's what the verb that we use is, practice. That's where I found peace. I realized that, you know what, I can never have a day where I can say, you know what, I have now perfected my poses. Some days I will fall. Even if it's the same pose that I was able to achieve yesterday, today it may not. I may fall. I may lose my balance. And that's what I learned. And that I learned that it is okay to fall today. It's called practice for that reason. Recognizing that even in our own world, that honestly, we can't live in a world of completely free, world free of pain, world free of war, world free of hate, world free of prejudice. Why? Because we're human beings. We're imperfect. Or else this would be heaven. We would all be angels. And I think recognizing that helps us then scale back and say, you know what? We can practice. Then instead of trying to achieve something that is impossible, how can we try to practice love, kindness, peace, and just recognize that, you know what, it's okay, but we should still practice.
Hannah, that's sweet. You know, I think that that's important. It almost makes me feel like when you're reaching for the moon, if you fall for the stars, it'll be okay. And look at your own narrative. You know, you founded Remember 727, which is a nonprofit organization that commemorates the National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. You have worked with the United States Institute of Peace and Peace Corps headquarters in Washington, D.C., and you've even got your own CEO. You're even the CEO of a startup company and an author. As we look at your life, and you even look at your life, I'm sure you have seen lines of division across belief systems and political systems and economical systems.
In a few words, is there a solution to bridging those divides?
I would say love. I know that is the most hackneyed thing to say.
But it's true.
But it's so true. And, you know, sadly, people just don't recognize how actually easy it is. When I say easy, it's recognition that, you know what, think about it. It doesn't matter what language you speak, what ethnicity you are, or what religion you practice. You are taught, as people, we're taught one thing, and that is to love. Love essentially means to be kind, to recognize that, you know what, that person just wants a smile. You know, no one can spit at a person who is smiling, right? And love, that basically means that you're just being patient and kind. And love is willing to see views other than your own. And you know, one thing that I learned more and more is recognize that, you know what, there is less right and wrong than I thought there was. Mm-hmm. Clearly, murder and hate, those are wrong, bad things, mm-hmm. clearly. But when I'm talking about, you know what, we're different. Even I live with my sister, I love her to death, but she and I are we are night and day.
I understand that.
You know, we have different preferences, and even putting, you know, when to put out the trash can or what to put inside the trash can, you know? And you know what? The sooner that we realize, you know what, we're just different, and respect that difference and recognize that, better off we are in not fighting. And, you know, like, love really starts at home. So I think a lot of times, you know, when we outside of home, people start being scared or they're fearful of the unknown. So the more we practice love, which means just getting or just aiming or reaching your hand out to someone that you don't know, that's what practicing love is. You know, love and peace, those are not difficult concepts. I think they're just, we make it so difficult because, again, we make it abstract, but it's not. It's really about people are scared of others coming and taking something from them. And that is why, you know, whether it's ethnic struggles or religious struggles, they think, well, if one's right, then one has to be wrong. But you know what? Life is not just black and white. We need to all appreciate the beauty of the gray in between. And there's a lot more gray than black and white in life. Sooner we recognize that, I think we'll find commonalities. And that's where we can actually come together. And that's what I was striving for every year when I host the event to commemorate the armistice. You know, so many people, we gathered together to hope for peace, to remember the Korean War. And when I remind them that 26 countries participated, I mean, basically in six different continents, of people of all religious backgrounds, and they come together that one day, and they realize that, you know, I know you've been to our event and seen that, you know what, at that moment, we drop our differences, and we just bond in our common desire for peace. That's what
That's
it could
so
do. Recognition is such a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Kim, your sharings were so spot on, you know, and it even answered what would have been my other question about how to promote that healing across belief systems. And yes, it can start as simple as a smile. When we talk so much about love, love isn't abstract. It is an action that you show, the way that you prepare your meal. Even if you're living with your sister, the fact that you say, you know what, I'm going to accept we're just different, and that's why I love you. And I think there are these little, you know, steps that we are all now learning more to take so that we can really build a conversation on compassion and healing our own lives. Hannah Kim, thank you so much for joining us on the air. Is there any last minute things that you'd like to share or something that you're up to that you could leave our listeners with a website or contact information?
I just want to add one thing. I think if we all recognize not only the smile behind people's, I mean, the smile on people's faces, but that, you know what, behind that smile, that person is also hurting, and then it's easier to be compassionate.
Yes.
It's easier because if you think that everyone is, you know, if you see someone smiling and you think, you know, that person has a perfect life, then for some, unconsciously, you may be jealous and angry and bitter. But if you just recognize that, you know what, that person may also be behind that smile, lonely and hurting and pain, then it's a little easier to also just smile back at them. And that smile could have made the biggest difference on that person. And guess what? Smiles are contagious. As much as anger and hate are contagious, smile and love, these are contagious too. And that's how I think we can spread peace, more peace, and promote healing in our world. And I would love for your listeners to join us next year to commemorate the Korean War Armistice Day. And they could find information at remember727.org.
Beautiful. Honey Kim, thanks for your beautiful spirit and much love your way.
Thank you so much, Sister Jenna, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, folks, it's as simple as love to bridge the divide, to break down these walls. Imagine you can smile so genuinely that it can actually impact and consciously shift the pain or the struggle that someone's walking around with privately. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio Show. We would love for you to hashtag Belief Days or send information on how you thought the show went at OWN TV. Even send it to yours truly at America Meditating on Twitter, just so that we can continue with the feelings and the vibrations and this conversation of partnering with each other, because we come from all different walks of life, and yet we still hold very common experiences, such as love and peace are high on our list of wanting to achieve within our own lives. We thank you for joining us, and remember, no one has the courage to take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to love each other the same, so let's do so. Full song from Kristen Hoffman, Unity.
The truth is told.